This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
It is becoming increasingly difficult to differentiate the Trump administration's handling of this coronavirus pandemic from China's handling of this coronavirus pandemic. And I don't say that with any sense of joy. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, publisher of pandemic.news. And if you're wondering how I got that domain name, I bought it for, I think, $12 or something 4 years ago because I knew this was coming. So I bought it. And that should tell you something right there. I've known this was coming for a long time. I've warned Trump about tying his presidency to the stock market. Trump has seemed entirely focused on just keeping the stock market higher and higher and higher. Every pro-business angle that he could work, even, you know, whether that helps Monsanto or helps Big Pharma or helps the 5G telecom industry, this is fair criticism of the president, who I still prefer over any Democrat, by the way. But it's fair criticism to say, why has Trump been so singularly focused on the stock market at the expense of every other important thing in the country? And his handling of this pandemic seems to be very similar. It's all about protecting the market. And it doesn't seem to be yet about protecting the people. And I know that Mike Pence says the opposite, that Trump cares about the people. But Pence is just a propaganda public figure on this. He doesn't have any education in virology or epidemiology or anything like that. And so my criticism of Trump right now is that he's not dealing with the problem, which is that there's a virus that's already spread to thousands of people in America that have not yet been tested because the CDC deliberately delayed the testing for 3 weeks or almost 4 weeks, I believe, to try to hurt Trump. And they've just sprung the trap, okay? So they knew that they could let this spread all over by withholding the testing kits, and that then once the testing kits were approved, that there would be lots of infections and deaths and so on. And guess what we're seeing right now? Oh, the testing kits were approved beginning yesterday. Today is Saturday. I believe it's February 29th. Well, I can't keep track of the calendar anymore. But just yesterday, a lab in Oregon was given permission to start doing testing. And sure enough, within a few hours, they already had a new likely outbreak in Oregon because someone tested positive who's had no contact with anybody that has been infected and no contact, no travel to China, nothing like that. So we've got now these kinds of cases in California, in Oregon, and very likely in Washington, where this person just died. So the trap has been sprung, just as I predicted. I've been warning about this for weeks. I've been on Alex Jones' show on InfoWars, trying to warn President Trump, trying to warn America that the CDC was setting this trap, and they've just sprung the trap. And now the left-wing media, exactly as I predicted, I mean, I'm sorry to keep saying, I told you so, I don't want to sound like a broken record on that point, but this was so obvious to me that this was the play. So the left-wing media is now going totally insane, now going from complete denial of this pandemic to, you know, the world is ending talk on CNN and MSNBC and everywhere else because they want to crash the market. They want to cause mass chaos, mass panic. They want to do that. Now, see, I never want to cause fear in people. I want people to get prepared, which is the opposite of fear. So my philosophy has always been, you tell people the truth and you tell them early, which is why I've been publishing pandemic.news for many years, by the way. And people have backup supplies at that point, and then people don't have to panic. There's no reason to panic if everybody lives a little bit of a prepper lifestyle. You should always have a 30-day backup of food. You know, you should always have basic pandemic preparedness gear, some latex gloves, some plastic sheeting, some duct tape, some, you know, bleach, sodium hypochlorite, povidone iodine, isopropyl alcohol, maybe some colloidal silver if that's your preference, maybe some iodine if that's your preference, whatever. Lots of different things. And personally, I own all that stuff, a lot of it. And to me, that's just normal to own a lot of useful things that can be applied in many situations, including pandemics. But again, the average American just never prepares. They don't have anything in their pantry. They have to go to the grocery store almost on a daily basis, it seems, or every couple of days, just to have anything to eat, or they just eat out all the time. And so you've got the Trump administration now essentially saying, through VP Pence and through Dr. Fauci and through other CDC officials, saying, don't prepare. In fact, the Surgeon General came out today and tweeted a big message: stop buying masks, he said to the public, stop buying masks. And his message was that if you keep buying masks, then the hospitals won't be able to get masks. So he's admitting there's a shortage of masks in the medical profession, which seems insane, because if you run a hospital, wouldn't you stock up on masks, right? Wouldn't you have more than one box in the closet in your hospital? Wouldn't you have a several month supply or even longer if you run a hospital? So the Surgeon General just accidentally admitted that hospitals aren't prepared either. What an idiot. I'm sorry, but when you've got these officials, the Surgeon General acting like a moron, and CDC officials acting like idiots, no testing going on in America for the last 4 weeks nearly, virtually zero testing, and then they speak to us as if we are idiots. Like, don't buy masks, don't buy food, but definitely buy stocks. We are not so stupid that you can just order us around like we're a bunch of Chinese living under your medical police state quarantine. American people can think for themselves, or at least a few. We don't have to buy stocks just because you say buy stocks. And yes, we're going to buy masks and gloves, and we're going to buy antiviral herbs, and we're going to buy things that help us get ready. We're going to have some backup supply of food. And if I want 10,000 rounds of AR-15 ammo, that's my right. And plus, I live in Texas, so why not? You know, these central controllers in Washington, D.C., they act just like China now. Don't buy this. Do buy that. Don't say that. We have to review every statement now. It's got to be centrally controlled narratives on the coronavirus. Now, don't worry. We've got this under control. Oops, somebody just died. But don't look at that. We're going to restrict the border with Mexico, but there's almost no one infected in Mexico. Don't worry. The government will save you. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And it's like a circus of clowns running around in D.C. right now with this whole situation. Along with the lying left-wing media that's out there claiming that Trump said that this whole thing, that the pandemic was a hoax. He didn't actually say that, but the media is twisting his words now, just like they twisted the words where Trump, remember where he says very fine people in Charlottesville? And so the media said, well, he's talking about the racist, white supremacist, you know, vehicular manslaughter murderers. A total lie. So the media is lying, but the CDC is also lying, and the Trump administration is lying. The WHO is lying. I mean, who's not lying in this situation? Well, it's us and the independent media. We're the only ones not lying. And we're the ones who are censored everywhere. I mean, think about that. The only voices of truth are the voices that are being completely censored. And has Trump done anything to help us get uncensored from the tech giants? No, not a thing. Didn't lift a finger. He let everybody who supported him get totally trashed and demonetized and deplatformed. And he's done nothing. And now with this coronavirus situation, looks like Trump kind of supports the censorship. Don't want those independent media outlets like InfoWars, you know, scaring people with the truth about infections. Good thing they're banned. You know, that kind of thinking is, I suppose, what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. And it's pretty sick, man. And yeah, I'm a little bit disgusted with what's happening right now. Because the answers to this are very straightforward and very simple. What Trump should do is have a press conference. And here, I'll act it out, okay? This is what Trump should say to solve this problem. And yeah, the market's going to take a hit. short term, but long term, you can stop this whole thing and keep it under control in America, not have crazy pandemics and quarantines of entire cities and things like that. Here's what you should say. Message from the president. Dear America, this thing's coming to America. We're going to have outbreaks. There's a lot of infections already here that we don't know about yet because we haven't done any testing yet, or almost no testing. But the testing has just been approved. Lucky for us. And so labs across America are ramping up testing, which means over the next couple of weeks, we're going to see a lot of new cases identified. But here's what you can do, since the vaccine industry is 2 years away, and we don't even know if their vaccine will ever work. It might even kill you. So here's what you can do, America. Number one, start isolating yourself. Avoid social gatherings. Avoid business meetings. Stop hugging people. Stop shaking hands. Carry around some hand sanitizer. Sanitize the surfaces that you touch. Eat some antiviral foods, superfoods, herbs, things that are readily available right now, instead of waiting around like an idiot for Big Pharma to sell you something that might not even be proven for a year. We know there are antiviral herbs like licorice root, dandelion root. You know, you can go down the list, all kinds of them. All kinds of foods and herbs and superfoods. I mean, garlic and ginger, for God's sake. Go eat some onions and get some quercetin. Go eat some fresh fruits and vegetables. Clean up your diet, you lazy slobs. Stop eating processed food all day and eat healthier. And by doing that, you'll help slow the spread of this across America. It won't stop it, but it'll slow it so that the hospital beds don't get overrun all at once with hundreds of thousands of infected people. If we can keep the number of infected people below 100,000 at any given time, we can probably get pretty good treatment for those people, keep the mortality rate very low, and not have a mass die-off, total panic, medical martial law, and Los Angeles under quarantine. Again, this is what Trump should say to America. So take care of your health. You have a personal responsibility to help us stop the spread of this in America. Don't be an idiot just waiting around for the government to come save your life with a vaccine. Now, Dr. Fauci won't be happy with that statement. What? This is all about pumping money and profits into the vaccine industry, isn't it? Because that's all they want is just money for vaccines. And then Trump should say, finally, folks, it would be awesome if you would maybe not travel to countries where there are outbreaks happening. Like, don't fly to South Korea. Don't fly to Italy right now. Don't fly to Iran. And in fact, we're going to kind of make you not do that. We're going to cut off international flights to those countries, which so far has not been done. And it would also be awesome that those of you who have been exposed to confirmed sick patients, instead of running around and just self-monitoring for symptoms, because we know this can spread during the asymptomatic incubation period, it'd be great if you would just go home and shut your door for about 27 days and maybe not spread this to other people while you're wondering whether you have symptoms. And also, by the way, America, it would be awesome if you would not go on your rave dance party bonanza through your local city and spread this to every rave bar or gay bar or, you know, whatever little party scene that you think you have going on. And try not to get the homeless infected in San Francisco, because they're living in filth anyway. And all you drug users on the West Coast, and all you people who visit prostitutes, and all you people who have, unprotected anal sex all the time, you people are probably the super spreaders, just letting you know in advance. And you might want to, you know, wear condoms, put a glove over your face, or whatever it's going to take to stop spreading this. Maybe alter your habits. Instead of being a super spreader, maybe try being, I don't know, a responsible adult human being for once. I know that's a lot to ask as your president. If that doesn't fail, don't worry. We're going to tell the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates and create massive new waves of liquidity to pump up the stock market so that stocks appear to be going up, even though the supply chain is cratering worldwide. And maybe that'll create the illusion that everything's okay, so that when your own coworkers start dropping dead from the virus, you won't notice it because your pension is still good. So that's the speech that Trump should give right there, in my view. Of course, he'll never give that speech. But if he wanted to be honest with the American people, I mean, I remember Trump in 2015. It was like, the stock market's overvalued. It's going to crash. Obama's spending was out of control. Now Trump in 2020 is, well, we need more record government spending and the stock market's awesome. Keep America great by just buying more stocks, but don't think about what you're doing and don't buy food and don't buy masks and don't even take herbs. just wait for a government vaccine, which may or may not ever work. And so we've really reached the point of total insanity here in America. And everybody on the left and the right, they're all guilty. I mean, the left-wing media is going insane, attacking Trump. But the political right in America is, I guess, they're really showing their scientific illiteracy at this point, saying, it's no worse than the flu. Oh, really? No worse than the flu? I guess you can't do math, because if 50% of America gets infected, which can happen with the flu, for example, if 50% of the country is infected with the coronavirus, and you have just a 2% mortality rate, which is on the low side of what's being officially talked about, you realize that's, roughly speaking, something like 3.3 million deaths in America, which is 100 times higher than typical deaths from the flu. So I don't know, if you think 3.3 million deaths is no big deal, then I guess you could say this is no big deal. But 3.3 million deaths is actually a lot of dead people. And there's going to be a lot of businesses shut down, a lot of economic implications, a lot of supply chains that get crushed, a lot of isolation, a lot of parents that have to stay home with children because their schools are shut down. So no, this is not the flu. This is way worse than the flu. And anybody saying this is just the flu is a freaking moron. I don't care what their title is. I don't care how famous or how rich or what their political office is. If you're saying this is no worse than the flu, you're an idiot. And you're misleading people. So when those 3.3 million people die, a lot of that, if that's what happens, I hope it doesn't happen, but it's going to be a lot of deaths, that's for sure, in the thousands, probably tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe. And this thing could take a couple of years to achieve those numbers, just like 1918, Spanish flu took three waves for it to really become fatal for a lot of people. So don't think the first wave is over when the infections start dying down. Second wave can hit, and the third wave can hit. This thing, it's like a zombie virus. It keeps coming back. You think you killed it, and it just rises from the grave, and it's back. We're back. As Chris Martinson from Peak Prosperity calls it, the honey badger virus. Just like, it just won't stop kicking your ass. Reminds me of a rifle named the honey badger, by the way, which is a very interesting concept. Nevertheless, denial does not stop pandemics. And somebody needs to tell that to President Trump very quickly and very sternly and honestly and say, Mr. President, you can't stop a pandemic by pumping up the stock market. It actually does not work medically. We've tried that experiment before. It's a clinical trial. If you create Federal Reserve liquidity, does it stop pandemics from spreading? And the answer is no, by the way. It's no. So let's not try that incredibly misinformed approach, and let's do things that actually work, like isolation and antivirals. And let's help people prevent this thing from spreading. And that way, America is really protected from this and not just BS talk about being protected when nothing actually is being done, you know, to help real America here. Okay, we've got all the answers, but no one will listen. No one with any power will listen. And so if we continue on this course, the course we're on right now that the president has put us on, America is effed. America is going to suffer a catastrophic set of repercussions that could have been avoided, and Trump will lose the White House. The economy will be really crushed badly, and a lot of people are going to be harmed financially and biologically. So there you go. That's the honest assessment from a Trump supporter. That's me. But if this continues with Trump, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be a Trump supporter. I'll just put it that way. I cannot condone this lunacy that's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. So we'll see where this goes, but I'm going to follow the science. I'm going to follow reality. I'm not a cultist. I'm not into tribalism. I'm not some blind follower of some political party. I analyze the situation and I tell you the truth no matter what is happening. So that's my take on it. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, pandemic.news. Stay informed. Obviously, there's a lot of news breaking by the hour. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.